Now, back to the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
We're back here with the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show. And Rick, in this segment, we have two guests with us. We have Kate Campbell here in the studio, and we have Kathy Themmel on the line. They are the owners of the Williamston Alpaca Shop. And welcome to the show, both of you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, it's our pleasure to have you. And why don't we start with Kate first? Kate, can you explain to the listeners exactly where the Williamston Alpaca Shop is located and what it is?
Okay. We are located in the Sign of the Pineapple Antique Shop. So we are a store inside another store. And we are on Main Street in Williamston, which is Grand River. And I often say we are kitty corner from the Red Cedar Grill. And we sell a variety of alpaca products. We sell alpaca wool, yarns. We sell socks, hats, and gloves, and a few sweaters, and just general alpaca stuff.
Interesting. And what is it about alpaca stuff that makes people want to buy it? What is unique about it?
Alpaca merchandise, alpaca yarn and fleece is as warm as wool. But it's softer, doesn't have that itch, and it's less bulky. So, and it's a natural fiber, so if you get it wet, you don't get cold. And it's natural fibers are a wonderful thing in a cold state to wear. And as the cold approaches, it's just, they're wonderful things to keep you warm.
And it's not just the items that you sell, but you also have alpacas. So maybe you could talk a little bit about alpacas and how much that makes you excited about what you do.
Between my partner and I, we have about 50 alpacas between the two farms. Alpacas actually take very little care. They make horses look like a whole lot of work. I can feed a bale of hay to 10 pregnant females, and a bale of hay typically goes between two horses for one feeding.
Wow.
So, and they require some grain, but not a lot, and grass. So, and they don't test fencing like a goat does. So they're very easy on the land. They have a padded foot. Everybody always asks, do they spit?
Only when I'm in the neighborhood.
We do have an answer to that, by the way.
Yes. Yeah. And apparently, if our host Lee comes around,
they spit
at that bald head. In general, they spit when. And they're threatened if you're touching their baby, if you're giving them a shot. They spit at each other far more than they've ever spit at me.
Well, I guess that must speak well of me.
Is there anything harmful in the spit?
No.
Okay.
No, it smells bad.
Yeah. It smells bad.
So, you know, it's like partially digested food. It kind of smells like manure in a lot of ways,
but it wipes off easily.
Your ego is hurt, but
stick on you like a skunk.
No, it doesn't. And Kathy, why don't we follow up with you? How long have you been raising alpacas, and what got you started with it?
Well, we started in 2000, and we actually started by going over to the MSU pavilion on Labor Day weekend for something to do, and got interested in the llamas first of all, and we ended up with 6 llamas. And then that was kind of a natural progression to the alpacas, realizing that the alpacas were actually fiber producers, and that's what we wanted, to have the fiber. And they're very small, gentle, intelligent animals, and they're quiet, and they're easy to handle even by children. And we just we naturally evolved into raising the alpacas. They were a little difficult to find when we started in 2000. We ended up going out to the East Coast and buying 2 pregnant females, but they've become more popular as the qualities of the alpaca and their fiber have become known to more people. So we started in 2000.
Interesting. And can you describe, Kathy, what is it about the merchandise that people should look for? I mean, why is it that alpaca-made products make such great gifts?
Well, it was called the fiber of the gods for a reason. It's softer and but stronger than wool. It comes in 22 natural colors.
Wow.
It's lighter and warmer than wool because it has a hollow to a partially hollow shaft. It contains no lanolin, so it feels, you know, it's very silky feeling. It's very easy to process. It's easier to process than cashmere. And but you can blend it easily with other fibers if you want, you know, some silk in it, or if you want, you know, some wool in it, because wool has more a little bit more memory. It's hypoallergenic. It's odorless. It's just a like I say, it was called the fiber of the gods for a reason. It's a rare and it's a fine and rare specialty fiber, and it was a result of centuries of adaptation to the high climate. High altitude and harsh climate of the Peruvian Andes, so it's kind of an adaptation type thing where it's just become a better product because of the centuries of development. So it's a unique fiber.
Well, I am on my knees and I am praying to the alpaca gods right now. That is amazing. that you can't speak nice enough about a material like that. And when I'm looking
right
here on a sheet I have in front of me, it's kind of November's new items, and I'm amazed if I had a $20 bill in my pocket what I could pick up. It seems like it's not, you know, after the conversation you just had about the actual value of it, you know, it's not that expensive to pick up some very nice stuff. Can you comment a little bit about popular stuff that you have and how much this product costs?
Well, I think we have really tried to keep our prices reasonable in order to let more people experience this fiber. And you can buy beautiful socks for, you know, $20 or less. We sell like more of a, we call it a survivor sock, and it's more of a boot sock. It's a little thicker than some of the other socks that we sell, and that is you can buy a pair of socks for $17 or two for $32. I'm kind of thinking of the prices. there's a one we call a loose top sock. It's a great sock for anyone that has circulation problems,
right,
because it's very expandable at the top. Buy a pair of just gorgeous socks for $16.50. The trouser socks, which are a favorite of mine because they're a little thinner, you can wear them with any type of shoe, but yet they have that softness and that strength. You can buy two pairs for $22. Most of our hats are right around $20. A lot of them are lined, so you get that strength and that warmth of the alpaca fiber, but they're lined on the inside with fleece, and we guarantee no wind will get through that hat. And then we have, you know, shawls and things, which are going to be a little bit pricier, but we still really try to keep our prices manageable so that it can be enjoyed by as many people as possible.
Well, I live a stone's throw from your place, and I have not been there yet. I must stop in. I think
stop them.
Yeah, yeah. I need some socks.
Christmas is coming.
We have found that it has been really a pop. You know, even though the economy might be, you know, not, you know, as conducive to purchasing, you know, more around Christmas, we found that our sales have remained strong because you're getting such a high quality item for, you know, a reasonable price, and it's something that's just going to last for a long time. Alpaca is very strong.
Well, certainly this time of the economy, it helps to understand that, you know, people are looking for locally made, they're looking for unique gifts, they're looking for something that can stay within a budget, as opposed to, you know, some things that kind of tip the $1,000 scale that they might have done 2 or 3 years ago.
Exactly. I think that's why our sales have remained strong.
Well, good.
Because we're offering a quality product for a reasonable price, and it's just such a luxurious product.
Well, I have a question for Kate. Kate, a lot of these products are things that I perceive are homemade. Are these things that you are making, or are these things that you buy in completed form? And the next question is, can people buy the fiber and use it if they like to knit and do things like that? Can they make their own products out of the materials that you sell?
Well, I tell people we kind of have an eclectic mix of products in the store. We're members of a co-op in Massachusetts, and it's actually a fiber pool. It's not a co-op, but it functions like a co-op. So we send our raw wool into Massachusetts and money for processing, and we get back our finished product. So we have probably. Our hottest selling items are from that co-op. They're the Survivor socks. We have some tall boot length socks. And we have our gloves are from there. And some of our hats. We also do retail some things from some American companies that designed the products, but have them manufactured in Peru. It's kind of an interesting thing because they create local jobs, and they know the people who are making it. Hmm. It is a very nice fair trade situation. They can say, yes, I go to this village, and these are the people that do it. We just could not keep up with the demand.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Thing. And we also have some handmade goods. I'm a knitter. I also have a weaver that's at least in the shop through Christmas, and another lady who does handmade children's things. So it's a very eclectic mix. We do have yarn, and we have roving at the store. And so if you're a spinner, you can come and buy some wool to spin. And if you're a knitter or a crocheter, you can buy some yarn if I haven't knitted it all up.
Well, what's interesting to me is you've got some people who really are very particular about certain colors, about the look of certain products. And my thinking is that you can pretty much customize what people are looking for to make it an extremely unique product, essentially a one-of-a-kind type thing, which I would think for Christmas would be very exciting for a lot of people to get a one-of-a-kind, great quality item in colors that fit my complexion and all of that. So it's really, it's a very unique item.
Well, I guess the answer to that is yes and no. If you call me up and say, Kate, will you knit me a blue scarf that's 6 feet long, I'll say, probably yes. But we have a lot of different colors. And I think what kind of makes alpaca gifts unique is there's not a lot of them around. So you can give a pair of alpaca socks to your veterinarian for Christmas. If you're if you have a construction worker on your Christmas list, that's a great item for those early spring and late fall gifts. It's just a unique thing that not a lot of people get, and it's a decent price. I mean, you can get a pair of socks or a couple pairs of socks, and they will love you. And I always say, and Kathy can attest this, once you start wearing alpaca socks, you don't go back. I do not have cotton socks in my dresser, especially after probably the 1st of September.
Hmm. And how well do they wear? I mean, do they wear out relatively quickly, or are they things that last a very long time?
Well, they last a long time. However, I will say this. If you wear the one pair every single day, which we've had people say, I can't take them off. I can barely take them off to wash them. You're probably going to wear them.
You're
going to get a little more.
You're going to wear them out.
So you'll probably need to come back and buy more. And truly, they do wear very well, but they are wool products, so they're strong and they last. But if you wear them every single day for 2 months, you're gonna wear them.
I can see where that could happen. Well, interesting. Before we let you go, Kathy, when it comes to this Christmas season, is there anything that you can advise our listeners that they need to think about or maybe act pretty quickly on because they might not be available if they don't?
I would say more of the higher-end items. If you want an absolutely gorgeous shawl that is so soft and so fine but so lightweight for that person that's working in the office that never knows if it's going to be freezing or hot, then you better act quickly, or for a sweater. But as far as the socks and hats, we really try to gear up for this season. We do have some off-site events that we'll be going to. It's not something that, you know, we can guarantee we're going to have everything through Christmas. So I would say, you know, the sooner the better to make sure that you get the items that you want for those beloved people on your Christmas list. Kate was exactly right. When you give someone a gift of alpaca socks or a hat and they use it for the first time, they're just going to be so happy to receive that gift, and they're going to be very happy with the giver.
Fantastic. We've been speaking this morning with Kate Campbell and Kathy Themel, the owners of the Williamston Alpaca Shop. Ladies, thank you so much for sharing with our listeners what you've got, and we hope both of you have a wonderful Christmas season. And Rick, after the break, we're going to continue the conversation with Derek Druschel from Joey's Pet Outfitters right here on the Mid-Michigan Pet Expert Talk Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com.